Yeah, I thought, you know, we obviously had a rough third quarter, and you know, I thought we turned it over. We didn't get great looks. I think we were making the right play. The ball was stopping, and that always had. We have to, when things aren't going the way we want them to, individually or collectively on the offensive end, we still have to guard. And you know, with the lead, that didn't happen. And then I thought we dug in, you know, at that point, and obviously played really good defense in the fourth quarter. We have to have that focus on the defensive end and care as much about, you know, blocking somebody out and communicating in a certain situation on a switch as we do what's going on the other end. I think there's times when our focus is too much on what's happening there and not on what's happening here. So when you're turning it over, that makes everything hard. You know, we knew this was, you know, we talked about the key to the game is it's a possession game. And we didn't execute on that part because we turned it over. But to your original question, as I'm rambling on, I liked how we guarded, you know, particularly down the stretch.
To your point about turnovers, specifically in that third, it was 9 of your 20 came right then. Did you feel like they were kind of compounding on each other, is kind of,
yeah, spiraling that way? Yeah, usually point to a couple of things that, you know, the reason we turn it, one, we have poor spacing, and we're playing in a crowd, and we don't pass. You know, those things kind of go together. And then when we did pass, you know, there were bad passes. You know, we passed the ball to the other team, we got tipped, we were throwing one-handed passes. When we needed a ball fade, we just didn't have the focus on our ball security, and we didn't have focus on the little things that allow us to move the ball for it not to stop. And when the ball sticks with our group, we're just not as good a team. That's plain and simple.
Hey, Coach. Seems like CJ's mid-ranger seems like to provide this Hawks team a new way to open up on the offense side. So do you feel like this could be something that we'll be missing probably in the previous season?
Yeah, I mean, CJ made some big plays for us. And, you know, he's got the ability when we were getting pressure and we needed an attack to create. I would add that, you know, we want to be selective. And he is selective about our shot profile. You know, we shot almost 53s the other night in Memphis, and we only shot 26 tonight. And what that tells us is that when we drove in the basket, when we did get by, we didn't have our eyes out. You know, we were taking harder shots and not getting clean looks from free. If we only take 26, that's a pretty big difference, like half the amount of frees in a given game. I didn't think that had as much to do with how they were guarding us as much as it did our focus. And, you know, to your point, you know, particularly whether it's late game or late clock situations or versus pressure, you know, CJ's ability to do that is something, you know, that really helps our team.
Coach, what have you seen from Jalen these past games down the stretch from being able to take advantage of?
Yeah, you know, defense. Well, I think we've been methodical about how we've attacked late, and I think it's important for us to understand there's a difference between how we want to attack the last 5 minutes of the game versus the first 43 minutes of the game. We can't play that style of basketball for the whole game, and that's when it does get stagnant. And JJ's challenge is to feel those situations, you know, and that's, you know, that's a responsibility that he has that, you know, I think he, you know, has embraced. And continuing to work on that and playing without the ball and running and doing a lot of the things that he's doing for us, you know, it's a huge part of who we are as a team, and he's pivotal to that. So we want both. I want everything from Jim.
Coach, how important was it? The team has been struggling a bit at home. How important was it back-to-back wins, and especially this win tonight at home?
Yeah, I mentioned this before the game, too. You know, you you always want to play well at home, you know. And I know the Boston game, not to go back too far, but the Boston game was a painful loss. I would say that we were, you know, the five guys that started the season for us, you know, that game we had one of the five. And coming back from the West Coast, two time zones, we have to be more ready to play in those circumstances. And it shouldn't matter. We have to grind through those things. And I thought we did against Milwaukee. We just really didn't shoot. We played better against Milwaukee than we did tonight, in my opinion. Certainly on the offensive end, we didn't have the stops late. That was the difference in the Milwaukee game. So having those two games, you know, one where, you know, we just got manhandled, you know, and that's I don't care what the circumstances are around that. We have to own that. A game playing well, you know, and not getting stops late. So to come out tonight and be able to grind out a win, you know, in front of our home crowd is really important. And you know, I think, you know, people can feel the way our team competed on the defensive end late, and that's what won the game.
I know you always wanted to defend without fouling, but this is the season best 9 free throw attempts allowed in the game. Is there anything that's attributable to in this particular matchup, or just?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think, you know, you can picture the possessions that we were, you know, done a good job containing the ball, and then stayed disciplined throughout the possession when there was a shot fake, another shot fake, somebody stepping around trying to draw contact. I also think, you know, something we've talked a lot about is just our help coming sooner, so that guy coming over is more of a deterrent, where we don't get in a situation where people are running into us and creating that contact. So that's really important for us, you know, given the fact that we don't have rim protection. So we have to compensate for that by just being more solid around the perimeter and not letting people get in there, because when they do get in there, it's really difficult for us to not foul.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.